It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about 9 keys to happiness. You know, folks, there's so much coming at us all the time. Change, pandemic, financial insecurity, family, friends, social distancing. We can use every bit of positive energy and actions in our lives, and today's podcast is dedicated to giving you 9 keys to happiness, very concrete things you can do that will help you move forward in a positive way. Number 1, act, don't react. When something happens to us that's negative, we get news we weren't expecting. There are negative vibes coming at us. It's very easy to react to what's going on, but that will not help us. And in fact, it will drain our energy. So what we want to do is when we get that news, instead of reacting, we pause, take a deep breath, think to ourselves, what is the best action in this situation? And act accordingly. Sometimes we'll have to call a friend, and that will be useful. We'll ask them for their feedback, a trusted friend, and that will also give us some distance so we can detach and act, not react. Number 2, saying no is like saying yes to yourself. Many people are asking things of us at work, family, friends, and several of the people I know are really drained and exhausted. We must conserve our energy, and when we say yes, mean yes, and no when we mean no, and that will make our yeses even more important. And when you say no, if someone is unhappy with you, someone in your family, a friend, you've got to let that go. If they truly are your friend, they'll come back. And you can offer alternatives for them. You know, Sarah, I'd really like to do that, but I have too much on my plate right now. Why don't you call on Caroline? I think she may be available. Or in the next few weeks, call on me again. I might be able to help you with something else. Saying no is saying yes to yourself. Number 3, be in the now, be in the present. We have a tendency to regret the past or look at our future, and then we miss what's going on right now. To be in the moment is to use your senses. Focus on your senses, your sense of sight. What's in front of you in the distance? What's the colors? What's in front of you fairly close? What are the colors, the details? Focus on that. What are the sounds you're hearing in the distance? What are the sounds you're hearing right now? When you use your senses in this way, it brings you back into the moment. Number 4, stop second-guessing yourself. You make a decision. You've looked at the pluses and the minuses. Now, on to the next. I'm guilty of this. I'll make a decision at 3:00. I've looked at the pluses and the minuses. I feel good about it. And I get home at night and I say to myself, did I make the right decision? I drive myself crazy and the people around me. Remember that one word. It'll help. Next, use your energy productively. Number 5, change worst case scenario to best case scenario. Look, you've never done something before and you're going to take a chance and do it. Don't think about what will happen. We used to call this the Kanahara syndrome. Don't think of the negative of what will happen. Think of the excitement of trying something new. What's the best case scenario rather than the worst case scenario? Number six, practice the pause. We go through our day, one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. Someone told me the other day she didn't even have time to go to the bathroom. Instead of going robotically, after you finish a task, take a deep breath, pause, and then go on to the next activity. It sounds very simple, but if you're used to churning and going from one thing to the next, it can be difficult. But when you do it, it's like a mini recharge. You're recharging your batteries. Number seven, this is my mantra because I'm such a perfectionist and we want to let perfectionism go, especially in times of COVID. Your best is good enough. Look how resilient you've been. You've had to go through so many changes and you're still here and you're taking care of things. Many of you have families that you're in charge of as well as work activities. Remember this mantra throughout the day. Your best is good enough. And number eight, give out praise, not criticism. There's a drone that goes on in my head. You could have done better. Look at what other people are doing. Comparing and despairing. It's a way of self-criticism. It gets us nowhere. Or criticizing other people. In this time, everyone is trying to do their best. Give out praise. Praise yourself. Good job, Helene. You actually were there today in a way that you didn't think you could be there. Or your family. Even if they're not doing exactly what you want them to do, what is that one thing they're doing? People at work, you probably practice this more at times. What lets something good be said? It's so soothing for everyone. And you know what? It'll put you in a better frame of mind. And number nine, let go of the guilt. Guilt is a false emotion. It serves nothing except to drain our energy. Let go of the guilt. To recap very quickly, the nine keys to happiness. Number one, act, don't react. Number two, saying no is saying yes to yourself. Number three, be in the now. Use your senses to come into the moment. Number four, stop second-guessing yourself. Number five, change the channel. Instead of worst-case scenarios, what are the best-case scenarios? Number six, practice the pause. Number seven, let go of perfectionism. Your best is good enough. Number eight, give out praise, not criticism. And number nine, let go of the guilt. It doesn't serve you or anyone else.